Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. We're approaching the feast of the archangels and the guardian angels. So who are these spiritual beings? How much do you know about angels? How much do you think about them? And do you ask them frequently for help? In her diary, St. Faustina writes of a profound experience with an angel. Then I saw one of the seven spirits near me, radiant, as at other times, under a form of light. I constantly saw him beside me when I was riding on the train. I saw an angel standing on every church we passed, but surrounded by a light which was more pale than that of the spirit who was accompanying me on the journey. And each of these spirits who were guarding the churches bowed his head to the spirit who was near me. When I entered the convent gate at Warsaw, the spirit disappeared. I thanked God for his goodness, that he gives us angels for companions. Oh, how little people reflect on the fact that they always have beside them such a guest, and at the same time, a witness to everything. And then Faustina ends this diary notation with, "Remember, sinners, that you likewise have a witness to all your deeds." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We actually know a lot about the angels. God has revealed quite a bit about them. And this comes down to us through scripture, through tradition, which means the writings of the saints like Thomas Aquinas, and the magisterium, the official teaching of the church, particularly in the catechism. Okay, so what do we know about angels? Well, angels are persons with an intelligence and a free will. Now, they are different from human persons in that we are a unity of body and soul, physical and spiritual. But angels, on the other hand, are pure spirits created directly by God. So they do not have a physical body. But we can't call them a nobody because they are real persons. But because they don't have a physical body, they're not subject to the physical limitations or change like we are. And because they're persons, they have a free will. But unlike humans, their will is not subject to change once they make a decision. When Lucifer and the fallen angels rebelled against God, their choice was final. Likewise, the choice of the good angels to serve God was also definitive. Now, angels have infused knowledge. We humans learn by first gathering information through our senses, then making sense of it through our imagination and memory, and finally using our intellect to understand what it is and how it fits into the bigger picture of our knowledge. And reason helps us connect all the dots and grow an understanding. And if you're like me, you have to make a million mistakes to learn something once. Angels don't have to do that. While we learn gradually through experience and reasoning, angels are created with all the knowledge they need, given directly by God. And they understand everything instantly and perfectly without a process of learning. So their knowledge is intuitive, meaning they grasp truth directly without the process of reasoning. And even though their knowledge is perfect, it is limited in two ways. They can't know the future unless God reveals it to them, and they can't know your thoughts unless you reveal those thoughts to them. That's why we pray to the angels. And by prayer, we mean we ask them to help us. They stand ready, but they can't read your mind, so we have to ask for help. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Angels were created by God at the same time as the material universe. Their primary purpose is to glorify God and to work with God in guiding and assisting us to heaven. But they also assist God in the governance of the material world. Now, each one of us is assigned a guardian angel whose purpose is to guide us toward heaven and protect us from spiritual harm. And there are 9 choirs or groups of angels. I'm sure some angels sing, but when we say they are a choir of angels, we mean 3 levels, 3 hierarchies of angels, each with 3 groups within the hierarchy, making 9 choirs or groups of angels. The first level is the seraphim, the cherubim, and the thrones. The second level, the dominions, virtues, and powers. And the third level, the principalities, archangels, and angels. Now, people always ask me, if every person has a guardian angel, are angels recycled? No. There are vastly more angels than there will ever be humans. In fact, some of the early fathers think that the third of the angels that fell with Lucifer are being replaced by us humans. We don't become angels, but we take their place in heaven. So bottom line, angels aren't recycled. There's more of them than us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Well, since these 9 choirs aren't just sitting around singing in heaven, what the heck do they do? Well, the seraphim, who are closest to God, Their main role is to constantly love and praise Him in perfect purity. They're completely absorbed in God's love, inspire others to love Him as well. The cherubim are focused on knowing and understanding the mysteries of God. They're filled with divine knowledge, and they're responsible for helping others to gain insight into God's wisdom. The thrones represent God's divine authority and justice. They're associated with carrying out God's judgments and ruling with justice. So they help ensure that His justice is carried out in creation. The next level down, the dominions, are responsible for overseeing the angels in the lower choirs and making sure they carry out their duties according to God's will. So they manage the distribution of tasks of the other angels. The virtues are involved in bringing God's power to the natural world, especially in performing miracles. And they ensure that the natural laws that God has set forth for the universe work in harmony with His divine will. The powers are defenders of the cosmos, fighting against the influence of evil. They keep harmful forces, both physical and spiritual, in check, and in this way they maintain the order and peace in the universe. The principalities watch over entire groups of people, so they are the guardian angels for nations and cities and rulers. Then we come to the archangels. They have different tasks. St. Michael is to protect us in our spiritual battle. Gabriel is to bring special messages from God, and Raphael for healing. And finally, the angels closest to us are guardian angels, who are there to light and guard, rule and guide us, as we say in the prayer. It's good to know they're not just up there singing. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, God doesn't need angels, and he doesn't need us. But God is first a father who wants to raise up children who share in everything he is, everything he has, and all that he does. So God created angels and humans to share his divine life and to have the joy of collaborating with him in two things: to make the world a better place and to help each other to heaven. So first of all, are we giving the angels the joy they could have by remembering their presence and asking for their help? We're making a big mistake if we live as if angels aren't there. I like the little book by Dr. Mark Miravalli called Time to Meet the Angels. And in that book, he shared an insight of a mystic who relates what Jesus wants us to know about the angels. My children, there is so much talk of the enemy, and the enemy is so glorified in your world that many souls forget that heaven is far and away more powerful than the pitiful band of bitter ones who serve darkness. These want only your misery. But on the other hand, the unlimited number of good and holy angels want only your joy and safety. But your prayers are necessary to mobilize all of this power. In these times, many souls spend time with darkness through their activities and recreation. In doing so, souls are inviting the enemy's companionship. If souls do not invite the companionship of angels through prayers, then they will not force themselves upon us. So surround yourself with all that is light, and the enemy will avoid you. Ask for an honor guard of angels, and you will be enveloped in powerful beings from heaven who will ensure that you complete your mission in safety. Remember, you are not abandoned. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, how did you feel about that meditation?
I was actually very impressed. I think if I'm being deeply honest, usually whenever we come around to talking about the angels, I'm like, all right, you're going to give a long list of things and what they do, and I'm not going to know why I should care. But I think you delivered this very well, and I was actually struck by a handful of things that were deeply interesting. The first of which being the idea that angels can't read your mind.
Yep.
I think that is so, I'm so used to as a Catholic, the idea that, yeah, God knows everything about you, but you should still tell him about your day. And that's always a struggle, but it's nice to be like, instead of having this barrier of like, if I had a guardian angel, if I have an angel, they would just do it all for me. So just doesn't. I don't really have to care or know about them or acknowledge them.
Yeah.
But this idea where they're like, hey, I'm waiting, but I'm not a mind reader. You've got to communicate with me. I'm a person.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they, both angels and demons, watch us. They learn our habits. So based on our habits, they can predict what we're going to do, and predict in the sense of, when you get to know someone's habits.
Sure.
And in that way, the angels are watching over us. So it's not that their hands are absolutely tied if you don't ask them, but you're certainly tying one hand behind their back. Wait a minute, they don't have hands.
They have a lot of wings. you're tying like 8 wings behind their back.
Bottom line, we need a relationship with them, and we need to ask them for help.
Or I think of Faustin in that first point, talking about, oh, it's so lovely that we have these companions, these witnesses, these beings with us, and we're just not appreciative.
No.
What grand creatures, and we don't even acknowledge them.
Yeah.
How sad.
Yeah. What else struck you about this?
Let me think. There were a lot of things. Got to go through everything that was said in this meditation. I know there was something else.
Well, you made a face at me about angels being recycled.
I did. Well. You know, there's church teaching, and then there's some just interesting ideas that are out there, and that's partially what that face was for, because I just didn't know what to make of this strange concept that human beings are filling in for.
Oh yeah, this is not doctrine in the sense of you absolutely have to believe it, but there is the idea in the fathers that scripture tells us that a third of the angels fell. And
it's not like they didn't have a place in heaven or a purpose. So,
and that we are replacing them. As I said, we don't become angels, but we're taking the place of those who fell.
Yeah, it does sort of touch upon like the interesting sort of where Christianity meets secular beliefs of people saying when someone passes, they say heaven has another angel. It's good to want others to go to heaven. It's okay if they're not an angel, though.
Yeah, we don't become angels in heaven. Angels are different creatures.
Mm.
But we fill the ranks of heaven that were emptied by the refusal of the bad angels to serve.
There were a lot of thoughts I can't remember now.
That means it was not a very memorable.
No, it was meditation. There were so many things. I'm gonna have to chew on it for a while. It was a packed meditation.
Definitely had a
there
lot
are just
of
so many aspects to angels. There's so much that we do know about them.
Well, if you know, you think of, it is. We don't think. I'll put it this way. We don't think about this. Pardon my analogy, but there's this whole race of persons who are living and very involved that we never consider. And they are way more diverse than humans.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just this whole world we just live oblivious from.
Yeah. Really, I think it's hard because there's a lot of meditations where the resolution is be more aware. But I think this one above a lot of others.
So
just to be aware of them.
How? How are we going to do this?
I think I've talked about this before. I think I've said the same thing before. I always, when I get in my car, I entrust my drive to my guardian angel. And I think that's not only done me a lot of good, but I know I'm not a great driver. So the fact that I'm alive right now has got to be my guardian angel's work.
Yeah.
That's rather clear to me.
I'm sitting here reflecting on, I have such a close relationship with Mary. I really believe she's my mother. But that shouldn't lead to excluding other key members of this family.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph, the help that Joseph can provide. The help of our guardian, my guardian angel, the help of St. Michael.
It's not to the exclusion of those relationships. Because I think, in fact, you could really entrust your relationship with Mary to your guardian angel. And just your relationships in general. Because, quite honestly, I think they'd make great wingmen.
Well, she is the queen of angels, so I threaten my angel that if he doesn't do what I tell him, I'm going to go to mom.
I did. I love when people just call Mary mom, because I was in the car with my roommate and she kind of bumped into her rosary and she goes, "Oh, sorry, mom."
Yeah. We I guess we just have, this is why we meditate. Mm-hmm. This is why we have to bring in good content into our meditations so that the thinking will start to transform the way we view life.
Mm-hmm.
And then result in action. So, that's why we have to be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.